An independent review of Australia's Green Edge cycling team has recommended that they reinstate SAC sports director and confessed doper Matt White. Last year, Matt White admitted to doping during his time on the Lance Armstrong postal team between 2001 and 2003. He voluntarily stood down in October last year. It cost him a part-time role at Cycling Australia and his full-time job as a director with Green Edge. Last month, White completed a six-month suspension imposed by ASADA. As well as calling for Matt White to be reinstated, the review by former World Anti-Doping Agency Director Nicky Vance advocated for clemency for riders found to have doped prior to the current eight-year statute of limitations, along with reduced penalties for riders who made full admissions and informed on others. Nicky Vance spoke to AM's Alison Caldwell.
Matt White has served his time in terms of the anti-doping sanction given by ASADA. He, during the process that he underwent with ASADA, he gave a full admission as to his doping practices, which stopped some six, 7 years ago. Since that time, he's been a very strong proponent of anti-doping strategies and a key member of the Green Edge team in supporting anti-doping. So I really made an assessment and believe that with what he has already undertaken and his approach has changed, and there was no reason to continue a sanction. Now, that's my recommendation. This is not necessarily yet adopted by Green Edge. That decision will be made by them. But my recommendation is to reinstate him. With certain conditions, let's say. It's not an absolute. There are conditions around his ongoing behaviour and cooperation with anti-doping authorities for any ongoing investigations, as well as contributing to anti-doping strategies within the team itself.
You've also recommended pretty much a different approach to the way sanctions are imposed. You sort of recommended a staggered approach.
If you look at my recommendations, that from the period of time, I guess I'm talking about from 2005 to 2010, and those dates are fairly arbitrary. I had to just draw some line, or I wanted to draw a line. I'm still acknowledging that the World Anti-Doping Code and the anti-doping authorities will undertake whatever sanctions they feel necessary. It was just acknowledging that they would, I would encourage them to use a clemency approach using that substantial assistance aspect of the code, which currently exists, which was used for the couple of the Americans that were supporting and supported the Lance Armstrong case that started this ball rolling. It's not inconsistent, let's say, with the current code. It's just encouraging that approach and not from a team point of view, which in my task here was to provide recommendations to the team, was just to encourage them to recognise any such sanction and not necessarily have what has been termed a zero approach, which
zero tolerance.
Exactly. So it was saying, you know, if an anti-doping authority faced with a case deems that it's appropriate to reduce a sanction due to what is termed a substantial assistance, then I did not see why the team should necessarily do anything different. Again, with the conditions of the full admission of their practices, information about others and so forth that's outlined in the recommendation.
You've said that one danger of not dealing more proactively across the board for all teams through some form of international approach is that doping cases, it'll just keep drip feeding, and this negative, blanket negative view from the public of cycling now internationally will just continue.
I think that's unfortunately what we're seeing now, because it's one thing to try to deal with the past, that we acknowledge that the past was, you know, full of doping and riders that doped fairly blatantly. And I believe that if they don't have an international approach to recognising the past, and they're also involved with the development of that environment, that this will continue to drip feed. And I think it impacts on the positive steps that cycling are taking now.
Former WADA director and author of Green Edge's internal review, Nicky Vance, speaking there to AM's Alison Caldwell. And Nicky Vance says that she will be meeting with the Green Edge team managers next week to discuss the findings of her review.